Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. This is the SCI call on the 20th of January, 2014. On the call today, we have Ann Aikman-Scalise, Stefania Milan, Ron Andros, Lori Schulman, Greg Shatton, Almer Elstar, and Angie Graves. I show no apologies for today's conference. From staff, we have Julie Hedlund, Mary Wong, Glenn D. St. Jerry, and myself, Terry Agnew. I would like to remind all participants to please state your name before speaking for transcription purposes. Thank you very much, and back over to you, Anne.
Great. Thanks, Terry. And my first question is about any SOI updates. If anyone has an update to your statement of interest, could you please go ahead and speak up now? And hearing none. Well, I wanted to do a little icebreaker, folks, have each person maybe make a comment about, you know, what their involvement with SCI has been and what their interest is in being involved with SCI. Obviously, there are so many opportunities within ICANN to participate, and I'd like for each person to say, you know, why SCI? Why is this your choice? I guess I'll go ahead and start myself just to kind of give a flavor of it. I ended up coming on to SCI because when J. Scott Evans was the president of IPC, he asked for a volunteer to be alternate for SCI. And it was a point in time where I had a couple of years of experience, and I thought I'd like to get more experience and do so underneath someone who had already quite a bit of experience. And so that's how I first became involved with SCI, by being appointed the alternate. But then what happened was that I realized two things about working with SCI. One was that I very much like the sort of neutral procedural approach within SCI that is relatively nonpartisan, and the focus on process improvement. And in addition, I really appreciate the full consensus procedure that we use within SCI. I think it's a very valuable tool. So anybody else want to jump into the fray and let us know your interest in SCI?
Hi, it's Lori.
Great. Go ahead, Lori.
Hi. I'm actually, you know, I'm vice chair now. I'm a relatively new member. I joined last summer, I believe. I think it was in July. And again, like you, I was asked by a more seasoned person if I would sit as an alternate on this group. And for me personally, it seemed kind of ideal because I could put my drafting. I'm a lawyer by profession, and a lot of, you know, what we're discussing is procedure, and the drafting of procedure in a concise, understandable way is always a good challenge, a good professional challenge. So personally, I thought that would be a good fit. And professionally, in terms of contributing to the overall improvement of ICANN practices and procedures, I couldn't think of a better way, quite frankly, given how much emphasis is on the GNSO and how much we're under scrutiny right now to make sure that processes and procedures are done correctly and transparently and openly.
Great. Well, thank you, Lori. Anybody else want to jump in? Or should I call on people and make it super orderly? May I do it according to, oh, there's, good, Greg's got his hand up. Go ahead, Greg.
Hi, Ann. Thanks. It's Greg Shatton, for the record. I became involved in SCI a year or two ago. Time flies when you're having fun.
Mm.
And like Lori and Ann, you know, my background is as a lawyer, and I felt that SCI was a place where, you know, my skills and background could be put to good use. I've also been somewhat of a GNSO counsel wonk, you know, following the business of the council fairly regularly and seeing how, for better or worse, procedure or lack of procedure sometimes gets in the way of the business of the council, or worse yet, can be used to game or play games with the business of the council. I have a strong interest in procedure. I still have a well-thumbed version of Robert's Rules of Order from when I was in the Young Democrats Club in New York back in 1972. Thankfully, we do not have the same rigorous parliamentary obsession that that organization did. Nonetheless, there are good reasons for order, and my view, or procedural order, is that it works best when the procedures stay out of the way of the business and don't impede the business, but provide smooth and well-understood processes by which the business of the council can go forward. So I've been quite active, especially in the last year, at drafting some of the pieces that went sometimes not as quite as perfectly in retrospect as I would like, but that went up and became adopted pieces of the procedure. So, you know, looking forward to continuing to do so. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Greg. Almer, would you want to go ahead? I see your hand is up.
Yeah, thanks, Ann. It's Almer. I would say I very much agree and identify a lot with what Greg's just said. One of the reasons I found this was back, I think, in 2009, to be very appealing is just because of the nature of open, transparent processes that lead to policy that is developed from the bottom up. And considering where I come from, we're not really big on open, transparent processes and governance and policy development. So it was all very refreshing. So one of the things that ICANN and the GNSO that I generally was attracted to was the processes, their nuances, and that sort of thing. And so when I found out there was a committee that actually works on reviewing and improving these processes, I was quite excited, I guess, to join it. And I hope that enthusiasm showed in the work that I've done over the past 2 years. I think I joined this committee in March 2 years ago, or March 2013, I think. But yeah, that's about it. Thanks.
Great. Thank you, Almer. Let's see. Should I call on Angie? Angie, are you there?
Angie's ready. Yeah. It's perfect timing. I was just getting out of a loud place. Hi, this is Angie Graves. I have been involved for about 2 years as an alternate, and I guess I can say on this call today that I am, as of today, taking the primary seat upon Ron Andruff stepping down. So my history is a lot of process development and procedural development for corporate governance of some large corporations, and I'm very interested in multi-stakeholderism. So I like to, I very much appreciate this environment, and as others have mentioned, the nonpartisan way in which we operate. It's a great group to be in, and it really gives me another aspect of ICANN aside from my normal constituency role, and I'm glad to be here. Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Angie. Then I'm going to skip over Ron, let him go last. And is it Stefania? Is that correct pronunciation? Are you there, Stefania? Stephanie? Hello? Terry or Julie, do we know if we have audio with Stefania?
Stefania, your audio is not active at this time. To activate your...
Oh, she's typing.
Hi.
Let's see here.
Select the telephone icon on the top of the toolbar and follow the prompt, or private chat me. This is Terry Agnew, and we can dial out to you as well, Stefania.
Why don't you guys maybe, she hasn't given a number for you to dial out, but we'll go ahead and move to Ron then if we don't have the audio established with Stefania. Ron, could you give us a few comments?
Absolutely. Good afternoon, everyone. So Ron Anderson of BC. I've been very happy to be serving as a member of the CI for, I think, 2 years, and then I've been the chair for the last couple of years. And it's been a real pleasure. All of your comments are very well received, in so much as I appreciate the collegiality that we've all brought to this group. it is an interesting group. It is it's like peeling the layers of an onion. So there's always another one underneath. And with the good company that we're in, these last couple of years, we've managed to check off a lot of, well, rather than say check off, what we've done is we've managed to knock some rough edges off some round, square pegs to fit in the round holes. So it's been very very effective, and I've been really enjoying it. And that is probably one of my greatest pleasures in ICANN. I'm stepping down now because I'm term limited, but I'll also be stepping off the SCI because I have other commitments I need to deal with. But I just want to say what a pleasure it's been working with all of you over these last years. And I have every confidence that Anne and Lori will continue to lead this body equally efficiently, if not better. So thank you very much.
Great. Thank you so much, Ron. And really very much appreciate, you know, your example and leadership that you've set for the last 2 years. Kind of gives us all a bit of a guideline as to what we can accomplish and do so with, you know, camaraderie and consensus is provides really a great chart, you know, for working. And I was curious to ask you, Ron, if BC then will be appointing a different alternate member in the near future, or...
Yes, indeed. That's the next next activity. By the time you have your next meeting, we should have an alternate to support Angie in the primary role.
Okay, very good. Thanks so much, Ron. We really appreciate your leadership these last couple of years. And then do we have Stefania yet via audio? Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me now?
Super.
Hello?
Could you go ahead? Yes, can you go ahead and talk about your interest in SCI, please?
Yeah, so, well, first of all, hello to everybody. I know some of you through other activities, but it is, in fact, my first call. I joined the committee last year as an alternate to Ford NCC, invited by ABRI. Was a lot on the plate, but in fact, for a number of reasons, I couldn't get my act together and actually participate in the call. It is actually my new year proposition to be more active and progressively help ABRI more and more. I'm also relatively new to ICANN in the sense that I joined ICANN first as a GAC member for my country, Italy, as it was a temporary appointment because I was temporarily collaborating with the government and actually an academic. So that was in the Toronto meeting in the fall 2012, and soon then moved to NCC, and I've been active there since. But as I said, I'm still learning. The reason why I'm interested in SCI is, I'm very much interested in the process, and I also have a lot to learn, as I said. So I think this is a good way of being forced to familiarize myself with the process and hopefully also contribute. So be patient with me if I'm going to be perhaps rather quiet, especially at the beginning, because it's all learning. I'm taking a lot of notes.
Okay, great. Well, thank you so much. And, you know, it's really, I think, very helpful, again, to have people in SCI who do have some government background as well. So welcome. Now, I know that ABRI has the role of liaison to the council, and also, at least in my current record, she's still the primary for the NCSG. Is she expecting that to change, or is that going to remain the same?
I think I cannot speak for ABRI, but I know she tried to get me to become more active precisely because I guess she wants to dedicate herself also to other other groups, probably. But I think she's definitely still busy here. But they should ask her for clarification for us.
Okay. Great. I'm just trying to confirm because I know that we are planning, and I think she was agreeing with us that she would be the one to present our letter to council in Singapore. But we'll move on now to... unless anybody else has any comments. And, Greg, your hand is up. Do you have a comment, or is that an old hand?
That's a very old hand.
Okay, thank you. Let's move on then to item number 3, which I wanted to review with our group, the discussion of immediate review and periodic review, as both those elements are contained in the SCI charter. And, you know, looking back at the charter and trying to figure out our work plan for 2015, I noted that there are problems that GNSO Council refers to us that are, you know, of an immediate nature, and they say, can you guys take a look at this and kind of try to solve this and get back to us? And then there's the second category called, you know, I refer to it in shorthand as periodic review. And so I think Julie has now posted our working method. I'd like for everybody to just take a quick look at that so that we can have a good understanding about, you know, the difference between immediate review and periodic review. So I'll give everybody a second to read what's on the screen. Is there anybody who's just on the phone? I guess not, based on what we heard. Okay. In terms of, does anybody need more time, or are we okay, good to go? If you need more time, please raise your hand. All right, seeing none. The letter that we propose to send to Council is going to be asking them for direction for a work plan for 2015. But in addition, our charter does include the responsibility for periodic review of recommendations that have been implemented at this point in time. And we've referred to them in some of our meetings last year about things that we want to study and work on in the future under this periodic review responsibility. It's certainly not my proposal that we try to come up with something to send to GNSO in this regard, to Council in this regard today, but we will potentially be working on that in other calls this year, most likely after Singapore. And so I just wanted people to start thinking about some of the periodic review type issues and the review plan that is going to be proposed to the Council ultimately, and, you know, to just be aware that this is a responsibility that SCI does have. Does anybody have any questions about this working method before we move on to review of the draft letter? Mary Wong raised her hand, but so did Angie. Go ahead, Mary. Let's hear from staff.
I'm happy to speak to Angie as a member of the SCI, and I'll go after her, Anne.
Okay. Angie, you could go ahead and comment, please.
Thank you, yes, and thank you, Mary. Yeah, this is Angie Graves, and I wonder if we have a record, a history, by date of implementation and by what was implemented of the work of this group over the past X period of time. And if we don't schedule periodic review upon implementation, maybe that's something that we can consider so that it's really not a question what's up for review in any given year. Thank you.
Thanks, Angie. I think that what we're talking about is reviewing improvements that have been implemented within the GNSO and they're not specifically, it's not the work of SCI in particular, but it's within the GNSO. But I think Mary will probably be able to clarify that for us and also to potentially provide us with some of the items that might be on that list for our next meeting. So I'll go ahead and recognize Mary.
Thanks, Anne, and thanks, Angie. As you see from what Julie's posted in the chat, there is a page on the group's wiki space that summarizes the work that the SCI has done for the last few years, and I want to thank Julie for putting that list together. I'll let everyone know that it wasn't actually as easy as one initially might think to find all the records. So it's there now, and you can look at it to get a record of what the SCI has done. More broadly speaking, and going back to both the working method, and this may also be something relevant for the discussion of the letter, the SCI's charter, the language of which we see here, was approved by the GNSO Council in, I think it was October 2013, which was before the kickoff of the current series or iteration of the GNSO review, number one. And number two, the history of the genesis of the SCI, and in this respect, Ron and Julie and others may have better recollection than I did. This was born out of the last GNSO improvements where we saw massive changes to the way working groups operate and drafting teams and to the GNSO procedures, including the working group guidelines. So it was felt at that point when the SCI was created and this carried over into the current SCI that in addition to periodic requests that might come from the GNSO Council or another recognized group, given the scale of the last improvements, it would be helpful to also give the SCI the ability to proactively identify issues that it could then raise to the Council as meriting a review or some work, whether by it or by someone else, in that view. So hopefully that's helpful in terms of explaining where these methodologies came from and also in helping the group consider your next steps given the ongoing GNSO review. Thanks, Anne. Yes.
Thank you very much, Mary. And I think maybe the important point about that I want to make sure we're clear on for the whole group is that the periodic review is not a periodic review of the SCI's work itself, but is intended to be a review of the improvements that were implemented by GNSO Council and then, I guess, the board when it would act on those recommendations. I know that at one point there was a reference to a complete review of the new PDP manual as implemented, but the thought was, well, we don't quite have enough experience in that yet. And then I think Mary is also pointing out the sensitivity in terms of timing that our review should be consistent with the work that GNSO Council would want us to do after reading the GNSO review and the Westlake report. And this is why I wanted to make certain that this group, SCI, has the Westlake report as soon as possible because it's, you know, work that needs to ultimately be, you know, coordinated. That doesn't mean that we cannot, you know, take up subjects, but the usefulness of our work will, I'm sure, be, you know, require us to be aware of the results of the GNSO review and to be, you know, knowledgeable with respect to that review. So I think at this point, unless anyone else has further comments, we could potentially move on to the next agenda item. Is there anyone who would like to comment further on this? And if so, please raise your hand. I see Amr. Amr, can you go ahead, please?
Thanks, Anne. This is Amr. I put my comment in chat, but I figured I'd just go ahead and say it out loud as well. My personal interpretation of the issue of periodic review of recommendations in the SCI charter, and I may be mistaken about this, is that this was sort of a mandate given to the SCI to perform its own review of the GNSO operating procedures and sort of not solely rely on the GNSO Council to give projects to the SCI where the Council feels that changes need to be made in the operating procedures. So I may be mistaken. I may... my interpretation of periodic review may be missing some other elements, but that's sort of what I've always thought of periodic review of recommendations in our charter meant. I certainly never thought that it meant a review of the work the SCI has done in the past, but like I said, I may be mistaken. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Amr. No, I think that's absolutely correct. And I guess I feel that if it were not, Ron would be raising his hand and letting us know. I think it's right that SCI is chartered to undertake periodic review, and I really appreciate staff in terms of this working method, posting the portions that are in red, because they bear very directly on the periodic review and discussion of developing a consistent review plan, indicating items to be reviewed and proposed timeline, as well as additional resources needed, if any. And I'm sure that this is an item that you will see on our agenda at our next phone call, whenever that is, because we need to develop a consistent review plan and a proposed timeline and what additional resources we might need. And that's part of the work that we need to do. I think that maybe staff is suggesting, and I think it's correct, that our plan will be better informed and more complete once we read the results of the GNSO review that are coming out from the Westlake group, and then our proposed plan will be more informed. So, if I absolutely though do agree, Amr, with all your observations, and I think I'm seeing in chat that others do as well. So if we can then possibly move on, some of these topics may come up again as we review the language of the draft letter that Lori and I had put together prior to the meeting. And if we see things that we think need to be modified, based on this discussion, I encourage everyone to chime in. I will go ahead and explain that there was quite a vigorous exchange, in particular between Greg and Amr, with respect to the motion procedures, and lots of questions about whether we need more formal process in the operating procedures for seconding of motions and for identifying friendly amendments, adding friendly amendments, whether we should go through using the rules that are in Robert's Rules or some other process, and that is the source of item one. So in this letter, all we're really doing is in the first paragraph just reporting our officers with me and Lori, and then just kind of reminding GNSO Council that we have two areas of responsibility. One is for immediate problems that Council may want us to take a look at, that procedure or nature, and second is the periodic review. And so the three items that are listed there are items that had either come up when I asked for input on what SCI members thought should be discussed with Council, or on items that we had been raised last year or that appear also in the wiki as work plan items that SCI has responsibility to perform. So I think our focus in the letter should looking at this letter should be, you know, paragraphs 1, 2, and 3. Now, I consider it possible that people have not had a chance to read this, so let's just take, you know, 30 seconds, 45, whatever it takes, to read through the letter and the special focus on 1, 2, and 3, then we'll be ready to discuss. Okay, is there anybody who needs more time to review this letter? So please raise your hand. And I will invite comments from anyone. Mary Wong, I see, has a comment. Go ahead, Mary.
Hi, Anne, and hi, everybody. And I'm... Oh, actually, I see Greg. So I'll just make a quick comment and then see to Greg, because I don't know if we have the same points, if that's okay, Greg. Because since the idea for this letter was mooted within the SCI, the council had had its last meeting in January a week or so ago, and under the action items, which was pending questions that may be sent to the SCI for review, the council has put those matters on hold, and I believe it is in recognition of the pressing workload on the whole GNSO, including on accountability and the IANA stewardship transition. So I don't know how this would affect either the wording of the letter or the suggestions that the SCI might want to make, but I thought that that development should be noted to this group. And on that note, I will pass over to Greg.
Go ahead, Greg. This is Anne. But I guess I first one quick question, Mary, is do you have the council resolution or council action? It seems like it's something that would be important for SCI to have as far as the – actually, I think it would have been good for SCI to have been notified of council action on this, but I personally didn't have any notice of it.
And if I may, so at every GNSO council meeting, in addition to the roll call and all the other administrative items, one rolling administrative item, if you like, is the council's review of action items on its list, and that is to make sure, of course, that things are being followed up on or that people are doing what they're supposed to do. And the action items pertaining to the SCI have been on that action items list for quite a while, as Ron and Avery and others might recall, and I think that was part of the basis for the SCI's discussion in Los Angeles last year about what to do about its next projects. So what was discussed at that last meeting really was partly prioritization, I believe, but because the council had not itself made progress in terms of moving forward the work on the pending items, they agreed to put those items on hold, like I said, pending the other work that's going on. Like I said, that's an agenda item on every council meeting, although I suppose that the agenda doesn't actually list every single action item, but the action items list is published, and all the councillors and the community have access to that list as well. So hopefully this helps with background.
Okay. Thank you, Mary. Do we have the minutes reflecting that? Because it seems like that, you know, maybe this is a more general systemic type of question in terms of how we work with staff, but I know that Greg is usually involved in the monitoring exactly what council does and what the minutes are, but is there a way for SCI to be informed? Perhaps we should be regularly receiving copies of the GNSO Council minutes that would reflect these items. Is that something that could be distributed by Julie or someone to send us the minutes?
And I think from the staff perspective, this would be one of the roles of a liaison that isn't different from the role of a liaison to other working groups. And please note that I'm not, you know, pointing fingers at Avery or anybody for that matter, because Avery is stretched pretty thin, as I think we all know. But I think from the staff perspective as well, each group, whether it's a working group or a standing committee or a work party or anything like that, can develop its own internal processes, if you like, for making sure these communications are received. So maybe the group can ask Avery to be sure to send the minutes, or if anything about the SCI comes up, or indeed each representative on the SCI can liaise with its counselors, because the counselors certainly are part of the discussion and certainly have all the minutes, transcripts, and so forth. So we're not trying to say we won't do it. We're just saying that there are avenues that may be helpful as well.
Right. May I please place a request for staff to send the minutes to the SCI list?
I think that Julie has responded to say that she would send the link, and I would note, following up on Amr's comment, that, yes, that the minutes are not prepared immediately after the meeting. They do take some time because they first have to be reviewed by the council chair and vice chairs and approved, and then sent to the council for its approval at the next meeting. So we can do that, but it may take some time in terms of when you get it.
That's great. Thanks so much, Mary. I do want to recognize Greg, who's had his hand up for quite some time, and then I'll come back to Julie. Greg, go ahead.
Thanks, Ann. Greg Shatton again, for the record. Yes, I'm not exactly sure what Mary just told us, and I did, you know, look at the action items list that we were given the link to, and on the two items relating to what they call voting thresholds, which really are consensus thresholds, and amendments to motions, that they're listed as on hold. I guess that gets to the point of friendly amendments and both the breadth of applicability of the waiver of the 10-day rule, which was, you know, not left clear enough in our last addition to the rules. But these are both on hold. It kind of seems to me, you know, one interpretation of this is that our hands are tied, unless we want to initiate a periodic review, which we can initiate. You know, our non-periodic work is only on request, and there is no request. I understand this letter, you know, was drafted as basically a request for a request, but I'm wondering if we've been overtaken by events or overtaken by non-events. It seems somewhat peculiar. Obviously, there are those who are stretched thin, and me among them. Nonetheless, I would expect that, you know, if I'm on this group, it's because I think I have the time necessary to deal with the typical workflow of the group, and that there are questions that are worth pursuing. And I do believe the codification of defining and dealing with friendly amendments and resolving the ambiguity on the 10-day rule issue are things that the council would benefit from, and that I don't think they would take up the business of the council over much. So I don't know whether we go forward with this letter, if there should be some sort of dialogue with the council chairs and the SCI chair and vice chair about whether we are in fact being mothballed. It's a very odd posture that we're currently in. I do have comments on the letter itself, but I'll stop talking and see that staff is actually the hands appear to be waving wildly in the chat. So I'll stop talking for the moment.
Okay, great. I guess I would go ahead and recognize Julie. I see that there's been a lot of suggestion in the chat about things that individual SCI members and Avery could do in order to make SCI aware of the minutes, but I would have to say that I personally would really appreciate staff forwarding the GNSO Council minutes when they become available, and I would like to ask Julie to do that or have Terry do it, and I wonder if anybody else disagrees with that approach.
And this is Julie, since you've asked me specifically and staff specifically. I would just note that this raises a precedent that we actually would have to consider as to whether or not staff have the resources to do this. It's not so much a matter of whether or not we are doing this just for the SCI. Right now, the staff support many working groups, and those working groups have access to a multitude of materials that are posted online, and in general, the working groups access that information themselves or are alerted by their liaisons to the council when those materials are available. If staff now takes on this task, I think we would have to consider whether or not we can do it for all working groups, because I imagine other working groups would have this request. And also, I think it crosses over a little bit with what the liaison is expected to do. The liaisons are expected to pay attention to when action items arise from the council affecting their working groups and to notify those working groups appropriately. And then, of course, since transcripts of all of the meetings are available in various places online, those that are transcripted, and that is certainly the council. At any point in time, members of any working group can access those materials. So I would respectfully suggest that since this has been something that the liaisons have been doing, that it makes more sense for the liaisons to do it, and I also can say that I cannot speak for staff and say that this is something that we can take on. We would have to consider our resources.
Okay, thanks, Julie. And Mary, did you have some comment in addition to that? Because I would like to recognize Amr, but whichever order you prefer, Mary, is fine.
Actually, I was going to follow up and respond to Greg, if I may.
Okay.
And I guess I didn't emphasize, or maybe I omitted to mention because it was obvious, and Anne, you had mentioned it before, that I think the reason or the primary substantive reason for the council agreeing to put the SCI items on hold is really because of the ongoing GNSO review that, as we've noted, no one has seen the initial report yet. So it may well be, and again, this may be a task that the SCI can ask the liaison to do, is that after the report comes out, after the working party and the groups have had a chance to look at it, that perhaps Avi can go back to the council and, you know, discuss the status of the SCI action items. And secondly, perhaps in relation to this letter, maybe it could be rephrased to take on board this new development, but as you say, Anne, inviting a dialogue with the council as to how best to proceed. Thanks.
Thanks, Mary. Amr, go ahead.
Thanks, Anne. This is Amr. I think Julie covered part of what I wanted to say, and I would certainly agree with her that using the council liaison to the SCI and perhaps the transcripts and recordings of council meetings as opposed to the minutes might be the most efficient way of providing notice to the SCI when SCI-related issues come up in council calls, simply because of what Mary said earlier, and that there's a lengthy, time-consuming process in preparing and producing the minutes. And I personally don't believe waiting for the minutes of meetings of council calls or meetings would necessarily be a very efficient way of providing notifications to this committee. These minutes are sometimes even postponed for a meeting or two, so we might end up waiting 2 or 3 months, perhaps, for minutes of meetings before we get notice on issues that pertain to our work. So, yes, I would agree with Julie that using the liaison and the transcripts are probably the best way to go about doing this. The second issue I wanted to raise, and I'm not entirely sure on this, but in follow-up to what Greg was saying, as far as I am aware, the two action items on hold on the council agenda, I do not believe that they include a revision of the rule on the waiver of the 10-day rule for the promotions. I think the issue titled voting thresholds, which Greg accurately said probably should be consensus level thresholds. I think that is in follow-up of a recommendation this committee made a while ago, that when we decided not to change those consensus level designation and add a footnote to them, but said that we think that a full review of those consensus level designations should be done. I don't think that even includes the 10-day motion issue that we feel is unresolved and warrants further work. I may be mistaken, but I don't believe I am. So that may be something you might want to include a mention of in this letter or in some other capacity. Thanks.
Great. Thanks, Amr. And Greg, did you have a comment on that?
Yeah, Amr's actually right that the 10-day rule is not part of the amendments to motions issue, which has been put on hold. So that issue not being on hold, we could perhaps take a slightly more assertive view that we would like to be tasked to continue work on that, as well as shaking free the amendments issue, if possible, in a slightly less assertive way. With regard to the consensus level issue, this is one that, unlike the other two, I think actually may be best dealt with after the GNSO review, when the Westlake report and all that stuff comes out, because I think that may conceivably relate to some of the output of that. I doubt that issues as kind of wonky or nerdy as the 10-day rule or friendly amendments or the like would surface in the anywhere in the GNSO review one way or the other. But I could be wrong. But consensus levels is kind of a bigger issue, and therefore one that it's been on hold now, I think, really kind of for a number of months, unlike the amendment issue, which I think is kind of a newly put on hold. Actually, it says the entry date on that was also June 6th. So maybe they've both been on hold for a while. But I think the recent issue that I raised with where the friendly amendments were dealt with in a way that seemed to me to be to need further review was kind of a new and more specific issue than the overall issue of making amendments and seconding and things like that. I would kind of look at the friendly amendment issue. And to be more specific, the issue there is that by taking an extremely liberal definition of what a friendly amendment is and extremely liberal definition of what one does when an amendment is friendly, that it has the effect of completely taking the original amendment or the original motion off the table without any discussion or any ability to reopen it. So it, which, you know, may be appropriate in certain circumstances, but not, I think, in all the circumstances that the current friendly amendment ad hoc process allows it to be.
Okay, Greg, if I may, let's, because we're getting toward the 2 o'clock hour here and later in other places. I think what I'm hearing from those who are commenting is that we first of all need to recognize that there are two items that were put on hold in the GNSO Council meeting, and I put some language in the chat that where we could acknowledge that in the letter. And then both Greg and Amr are saying that something that was not put on hold was the question of 10-day motion waiver, whether that can be occur in the context of, is it the resubmitted motion, Greg? And then also the friendly amendment were items that were not put on hold. Is that correct, Greg?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. So those two items. And that in terms of at least the periodic review, my take on this, and I'd like to know if anyone else agrees, is that the items 2 and 3 should actually remain in the draft letter simply because they are items dealing with periodic review, even though we may, you know, it may be slow to develop in terms of work plan based on what we see in terms of GNSO review. And so what we propose to do, and see if Lori as vice chair agrees and others agree, is to revise this letter in accordance with this discussion, send it out again to SCI members, and then ask for any comments you may have, I would say by Friday. I know our deadline is, or maybe by Monday, our deadline for meeting the Singapore meeting where Avery would present the letter to council is February 1st, so we would want to finalize it before then. Alternatively, I think it's possible we could work in one more call next week to review the letter, so I'd like to hear some thoughts on whether you want to schedule a call next week to review another draft. Greg, go ahead.
It's an old hand thing.
Okay, I'm seeing in the chat that Ron is agreeing with the plan. Do folks prefer to respond to a new draft of the letter on the list or to schedule a call to finalize for next week, a week from today on Tuesday? Let me see how many prefer to have a call next week. Could you put agree if you prefer to have a call?
And while people are thinking about it, this is Mary. We wonder whether, given that people are going to be, I guess, planning for Singapore and everything, it might be better once you send the revised letter out to the list to see if there are any other comments, because it may be something that can be easily done by email.
That sounds good. And I'm going to ask the question again in a more positive way. How about we circulate a draft with the revisions that have been discussed, and for now we do not plan a call for next week. If you agree with that approach, can you mark your agree in Adobe, please? All right, I'm seeing some agreement there. Super. Very good. All right, so we will undertake to redraft the letter and send it out to the list, and then for now I guess we will not schedule any other meeting at this time for SCI. Is there any other business that anyone would like to bring before the committee? Great. Well, seeing none, we'll try to stay on time and close our meeting. And thank you, everyone, for your participation. If you do run into others that are on the SCI and who are unable to participate in the call, just please alert them, hey, have you seen that letter that's going to go to GNSO Council? And hopefully we'll get a response from all of our groups. Thank you very much, everyone. Bye-bye. The meeting's adjourned. Thanks.
Troy, if you can please stop the recording.
Absolutely.
Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye. Thanks all. Bye.
Once again, meeting has been adjourned. Thank you very much for joining. Please remember to disconnect all remaining lines and have a wonderful rest of your day.